Right. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Passport Comedy Podcast, in which we interview comics from all around the world just to see if they are fit to do comedy in Turkey. I have here my co-host, Ron Persifer. We're going to be the border officers today for comedy podcast and check Filippo Spriafico all the way from Italy. He's planning to do a show in Turkey and we'll decide if he's fit.
Hello, everybody. I am going to be checked by these two idiots to see if I can do a show in Turkey, considering that I'm already here and I have my dentist appointment.
If somebody could go back in history and let Hitler know that one day a Turkish guy and an Iranian guy are going to be the passport officers for an Italian guy, Hitler would kill himself twice.
Yes, all of his efforts.
Mussolini would follow him because he has a big boner for
Hitler,
right?
I don't think Mussolini would care so much. I mean, and this is the level of pro-fascism we still have in Italy. I don't think he would, you know? I don't think he would. Still defending him. But I know he was a bad guy, but I don't think he would be upset if a Turkish and an Iraqi would care about it.
It's like how the leftists are always arguing about where Marxism went wrong.
Yeah.
Like, nah, it was Lenin, you know? Like, everybody has their own point of where they fucked up. So, like,
that's good. This is a topic that nobody would ever bring up in the Western world, because everybody still thinks that communism is like one of those relationships that you didn't work hard enough for. Yeah. It's not that it was intrinsically wrong or toxic. It's just that we didn't do it right yet.
Yeah.
You know?
The execution was bad.
So we need to explore further.
We need to do more communism to understand that it doesn't work.
Nobody wants to do that with like Nazis.
No.
Nobody goes like, well, you know, the book itself says a lot of good stuff, but just the people.
The application was
the application.
Great.
Yeah.
The Nazis were also communist in heart. They treated all Jews equally, right?
We gotta cut this. I think I never started a podcast ever in my life. So thank you.
Oh, thank you, Filippo. So, yeah, we also don't know, but this is not a podcast. Let me remind you, this is a real evaluation process.
Sorry, I thought we bonded. I thought I already had my way in since...
No, my sir, my good kind sir, it's not that easy.
Right after talking about Holocaust, you said we got to cut this. Was this a circumcision joke? Or...
It was one of those things that I hope they're going to keep people laugh about the fact that we was all...
It was circumcision.
Now, people here don't care, Philip, but this is the most politically incorrect. Correct comedy scene.
I can tell you that I never was circumcised. I do plan to be circumcised at some point, but
that's a plus.
Like a tattoo. Here. Like you have plans. You're not sure if you regret it or
maybe
not.
Maybe I'll just do a half.
Yeah.
I do a half circumcision to see how it feels, and then in case I will top it up.
I want to concur one thing you said. This is not politically incorrect. I think this is where you get the most freedom of speech, Turkey, compared to Middle Eastern
countries. Hot take.
Okay.
No, honestly, I have to say something besides the fact that we're being sponsored by Shure Mics, which Serge Tankian also used. I just want to say, we joked a lot on this podcast so far. It's all love. You know, both of us are bleeding heart liberal and love everybody.
Bleeding heart liberal.
Yeah, like I bleed all day for, I'm like gay people, trans people. I love them all.
You suffer for them and you
not
give your
like money, Jesus, obviously.
Yeah.
On our first step, we just want to get to know you for a couple of minutes, not so much.
Yes, not so much.
Who is Filippo Spriafico? How is he a comic? For how long? How old is he?
You know, whenever I go on a podcast and I'm being asked this, I'm always going like, yeah, I haven't made it yet.
What's your writing process?
Yeah, I still have to introduce myself. So, hello, I'm Filippo, I'm from Italy, and I do comedy, I've been going around, you know, I hope it's going to work out. Yes, so that's pretty much that. I am Italian, I've been doing comedy, and still do for like,
years?
I am so scared of saying it, but it's been about 9 years, to put the, but that was COVID, so that was a year and a half that was gone, and then I did some other stuff, so... I like to always say, six. you know?
Yeah, yeah, it's similar to saying your age as well, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You are 25, you are more proud. Yes, I'm 25, I have my life ahead. But when you are over 30, you are only 30.
Yes.
Moving on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think that there's... there's a lot of experiences that I have had that have got nothing to do with comedy and actually blocked the comedy and made sure that my 9 years would shrink into like some good 6 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Some gap years some big gaps. From yeah. comedy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see.
Yes.
You wanted to be sad, melancholic. You said no more.
I wanted to have a real life every once in a while, but then I realized the real life is the one you probably despise. And it's the one that you have with comedy, which is totally fine. It's just that you cannot be the thing that you are expected to be in order to kind of balance the craziness of the lifestyle that you've chosen for yourself.
Wow, this is the deepest episode this podcast has.
Do you know what I mean?
How is he more deep than Leon? Like, yes. I thought Leon...
I thought you guys got rid of him for a reason.
Yeah, he was the philosopher here.
Ah, okay.
He was quoting Ursula Le Guin every 5 seconds. And they were like, we should kick him out of the country.
And Mohammed bin Salman for a reason.
But I love how Filippo, like, we don't want to reinforce stereotypes, but honestly, like, you're using so much fucking hands right now. Like, this is so Italian of you. You came here, you had two coffee, and then you went already.
No, I lived in the UK, and I've learned voguing in the clubs. So this is a more like an artistic kind of display. It's not culture. Mm.
It's not culture.
It's art.
It's art.
All right.
Is it true that Italians use a lot of hand gestures and...
You should tell me because you see them. We don't see ourselves. We are imbued in Italy when we're there. So whenever we move our hands, this is not about...
It's not visible to you.
It's not visible to us.
Of course he's going to move his hands. How am I going to understand him?
Exactly. If I don't move my hands, do you think people will actually think I'm real?
That's like Schrodinger's hands.
Yeah.
If you can see the hand. The cat
I feel like you're holding back.
I'm holding back.
You're holding back.
I'm holding back.
Well, he's holding back all the time. What's happening to you, Rom?
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, Rom. Just open up.
And okay, I'll open up. Fuck. No.
All right. Filippo, I want to ask you. So you're doing 9 years of comedy. Nobody knows you. That's great. And what would you have become if not a comic? That's the next question.
What would I have become?
Yes.
No, I think I would do architecture and I would do crooked buildings.
Okay.
Like buildings that like kind of...
Is it like a Freudian metaphor for something?
No, it's not Freudian.
Because I have a crooked building.
Oh, yeah, you do?
It's like, yeah.
Yeah, bit. Your mom told me.
Ah, damn. I hope you use the condom though.
Yeah.
I don't want any more because, you know.
Yeah.
So architecture.
Enough retarded kids in our family, honestly. We don't need any more of that.
Do you have a condom for your crooked downstairs?
You used to. It's like how they, you know.
Custom made?
Roll across joint. You gotta put a, like it's architect.
When I say crooked, I don't mean like necessarily it's like it's a
bended.
Straight line that is bad. But like think about when you go on a mountain and then they build this sky view. Not sky views, like this views, like they build a thing on the mountain so that you can walk and it's transparent and you can walk on and you can sort of look down. As if you would be falling, but you're just there. It's like a balcony on the mountain. Because being on a mountain is not enough for people to look down. They need to make a balcony. Uh-huh. So it's a bit of a crooked construction.
I see.
That sort of has a strange shape. You know, like Gaudi, you know, like stuff that they do in Spain that I don't have any more names or references for. Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Gaudi's enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we maybe phone in a Spanish friend of ours to help us with the
that type
knowledge?
Of stuff that I would be really interested in.
I'm so glad you're a comic then.
As an architect.
As an architect.
You were like, I either make dick jokes or I want to make this specific type of buildings that make people...
I still want to kill a crowd, but with jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That would be such a suicide spot.
Yes, and actually, like, a lot of people even...
What a nice train of thought.
No, honestly.
A lot of people actually died there, and they didn't even know they wanted to.
But is it built, what you're talking about?
It's built. It's actually built around my area, something like this. But there's plenty around the Alps.
Oh.
Yeah. Around the Alps.
Did they jump like willingly?
Crooked Mountain Balconies.
Crooked Mountain Balconies.
Okay.
That should be a name of a band.
Crooked Mountain like Balconies.
An indie rock band. Crooked Mountain Balconies.
All right. Maybe another visa requirement we can ask from comics.
I like this. I like this Crooked Mountain Balcony.
Crooked Mountain Balcony.
Yeah, that should be the name of your next show.
Sorry, I'm taking a break, okay? Yeah, you're doing it too.
That's my next pickup line. Yo, girl, do you want to see the Crooked Mountain Balcony? You can jump off of it or jump on it.
Of course,
know, whatever,
I meant my dick. Yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For this next segment, let's call Filippo. I'm going to tell you Turkish words and ask you to guess the meaning.
Oh, good, good, good, yes. Good.
First word, yadigar.
Train.
Okay, not even close. Yadigar means...
Can I guess? Wait.
You also want to guess,
Something that you give as a memory to someone, like it's a gift something, souvenir?
Yes. That's correct. A gift with memories on it.
I'm sorry, but like, why are you so proud of yourself, considering that you know?
I don't know Turkish.
Like, you're planning this shit.
No. He does the thing. I just show up and be pretty. No, because we share a lot of words. It's like, you know, I share a lot of words with the Spanish or something, because you're like, have Latin origins or...
Sometimes we do.
Yeah, like luminier, lumitar, like...
Yeah, like milf.
Like light. How do you say light? MILF, yeah.
Spanish.
It's one of those words that we share, the Romance languages.
Yeah.
What were you saying? Luminier?
Yeah, how do you say light in Italian?
Ah, luce.
It all comes from
It all comes from Lulu.
Lululu.
I really want to follow up on this. Like, MILF is a common thing. Like that.
Very common.
How they represent the... mother nature in the old sculptures, you see big boobed woman is they are selling on the gift shops on the...
You're intellectualizing some bullshit here, but okay. Okay.
Sounds like he has a fetish for mother nature.
I want to fuck trees.
You go to Pornhub, mother nature porn. Some guy's fucking a tree.
I just masturbated the pack of dirt here. All right.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
What do you want to know about MILFs? You want to tell me how it feels?
No. No. I'm saying it's common to have this MILF fetish. Like,
to connect,
back in 10,000 years.
It is true. Well. To connect, you know, like the goddess of, like, there are these ancient statues of this, like, very voluptuous, not even voluptuous, but just like fat or large, curvy. Let's say those curvy. Curvy women out there, and they represent prosperity. They're connected to the invention of agriculture, which I hate, okay? Because for me, agriculture has been a massive mistake. But anyway...
Why is that?
A massive mistake. Like, you have people who are happy to hunt and to gather and to go around. It's basically a polyamorous society that just goes around. It's like digital nomads with trees.
Yes.
That's what it is, okay?
It would be much easier to be a traveling comic.
These wimps... Sure, like they go like, oh, don't you want to grow carrots? Don't you want to stop and just grow? And they corrupted all of these people, and they corrupted them, like offering them zucchini and shit. Like I am.
Is that a metaphor of offering them zucchini?
Think about it.
That's my next pickup line. Yo, girl, I want to offer you that zucchini.
When you think of agriculture, and then you think of, you know. I can say this, the madness of podcasts, it's all connected because people stay indoors. Why they stay indoors? Because there's agriculture and then people send the food home. It's Deliveroo's and like blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you cannot fully understand because my mind is way too great for this show. But like, I'm really telling you that agriculture has been a problem that led us
to podcasts.
To the end, to climate change and podcasts.
Okay.
So when we talk about these voluptuous women and MILFs,
yes,
to create a connection between, why do you think MILFs have to necessarily have big tits?
Like you said.
Yeah, it's not implied. It's like moms, I like to
fuck.
Make love to.
Yes. Oh, the problem is fuck now.
We talk about Hitler, and now I'd fuck.
We opened with Hitler.
But God forbid we say fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Remind us if we forget to offend anyone, but moving on.
Do you have farmers. We are sorry about the farmers.
Do you have a MILF?
Fuck you, farmers.
Do you have a MILF thing? Was that a confession that suddenly came out of you?
Yes, why?
No, I'm just saying the MILF was a common cultural pillar. For many societies, they had little sculptures of Mother Nature with big tits.
Yes.
I think that was coming from the design.
You know what's
MILF.
Funny? The same cultures, the guys' dicks are all small. Like in like this Roman statues, they all have like tiny little penises. What is that? Do you know?
Because,
as an Italian
because they had tiny little penises. Like
yeah?
it was a typical, it was realism and nobody, and back in the days, there was no need to have a big dick.
You remember, do you remember, I'm just gonna take your time here. Do you remember those old perfumes that you have to squeeze some bowl to get the juice out of it? I believe small dicks are like this. They need
big
to
balls.
Squeeze their balls all the time. Pss, pss, pss, pss, pss, ejaculate everywhere.
But like, I want to know what happened between, so there were Italians back then, and as we can clear evidence, they're small penises. But then there is this Rocco. The porn star, the Italian stallion. You know him?
Okay, I'm glad we're getting cultural.
Big dick. What was the evolutionary jump that happened in Italy?
I think it was the Marshall Plan. when Americans came in and liberated Italy from itself, we got a lot of chocolate and condoms. And then we saw the size of condoms and we were like, my God, we need to get ahead on this. And so it was a quick evolution.
Damn.
It was the American money mixed with the chocolate and condom they brought.
Damn.
Maybe American genes as well, but who are we to judge, right?
We are not. We're not. I mean, we know that Americans had to grow big dicks because they had no personality.
Yeah.
So that's why maybe in like Southeast Asian countries, like the lack of the American presence could be the issue.
Yes, and I think they should go there more often.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I feel like you're making a massive generalization that is also supported by evidence.
No, I've seen.
Well, closing the subject, I think there are some statues as well representing next to the Mother Nature. You have this big dick guy as well. There is also a statue showing prosperity, right?
It's
that's also
priapism.
Prosperity.
It's like that big dick energy. Not only is big dick energy, but it's also good dick energy.
All right. Okay, I'm going to ask you another
one. All right, yeah, you're about to get a stamp on your passport. Okay, we're talking about dick.
Okay, this is just, we're going to evaluate soon. But another word for you, Filippo, is lezis.
Lezis means a little lazy.
A good guess. Do you know?
Delightful.
Yes. Means delicious.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like the?
Like Italian foods.
Oh, yes.
Final word I'm asking to you is sheer.
Sheer is...
You know it. Yeah.
Sheer is... I'd like to really guess it this time. Not like the other times. So I will tell you cheers.
Cheers. Well, cheers to all the sheers out there. But sheer means...
We got three. Is it milk?
No.
Lion?
No.
I don't know. Sheer is milk.
No.
Sheer means a poem.
Poem.
Oh. Poem. We say sha'er.
Like poem.
Poets. Whatever poets writing. Poem.
Ah, okay. Poem, as I
poem.
Say.
All right.
Poem.
Poem, okay.
Or a poet. The guy.
Poet.
Who does.
And he says, poem.
Yeah, poem.
Poem.
Okay, no.
No judgment
poem.
Here.
No judgment here.
We judge you here in Turkey,
absolutely.
As you know. And maybe you can enlighten us.
Turn him off.
Teach us or ask us to guess some Italian words.
Narra mio musa dell'eroe multiforme che molto vagò dopo che distrusse la sacra rocca di Troia, di molti uomini vide città e conobbe pensieri, tanto patì sul mare nell'animo suo per acquistare a sé la vita e compagni in ritorno. What is this poem about?
This is, I think, Hugh Hefner going to Detroit and getting laid with a lot of women, then because his pension is cut off, he has to live on the streets now. Is that true?
Good guess.
I think it's the Italian translation to the Doja Cat song that says, she the devil, she a bad little bitch, she a
rebel. I feel like the answer that is correct is a mix of both.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
I think we passed the exam.
Do you want to know what it is?
Yeah, sure.
It's actually just the beginning of the Odyssey by Homer, translated in Italian.
Okay.
Yes. And I thought we might connect over this Mediterranean.
Over some culture?
Over Greeks. I thought.
Yeah. Greeks are the gelling.
Greeks are
culture.
The connecting bit you want to avoid in this case.
Yes.
Between us.
Missing link between Turkey and Italy. Yeah. Now you want to come to Turkey and do a show?
Yes, I do.
Good luck.
I don't really know why, considering that every time I come, I lose money. But yes.
You want to come here to do a dentist appointment, like hair transplant.
People don't need to know this.
But yeah, I just want to check your knowledge about Turkish jokes. And I'm going to show you a clip of a Turkish joke and ask you to guess the meaning, just like with the words.
What are you?
He's looking for a clip of...
No, it's... Okay.
Şöyle videolar görebiliriz. Evet arkadaşlar, imparatorluğumuza hoş geldiniz. Dün story atmıştım ve kardeşlerimden birini boğduracağımı söylemiştim. Hatta anket yapmıştım. Hangisini boğduracağımı size sormuştum. 2 yaşındaki kardeşimi seçmişsiniz. Video kısa süreceği için annesini de boğdurmaya karar verdim. Hadi bakalım gidiyoruz falan diye o hareme girdikleri bir şey. Yani herhangi bir padişahta böyle video görebiliriz zaten. Ona şaşıracak bir şey yok. Ama konu Fatih'e geldiğinde içerik biraz daha zengin. Bir kere İstanbul'un fethinden... Ne video çıkar, anladın mı yani? Ne vlog çıkar oradan yani? Efendim işte Anadolu Hisarı'nı tamir ettirdim. Rumeli Hisarı'nı yaptırdım. Haliç'in girişine zincir çekiyoruz yani, anladın mı? Ya da şöyle bir video. Evet arkadaşlar, bir challenge videosuyla karşınızdayım. Yanımda Macar topçu Urban var ve dünyanın en büyük topunu dökeceğiz şu an. Buraya tıklayarak Urban'ın kanalına ulaşabilirsiniz falan gibi şeyler olabilir. Finalde zaten İstanbul'u fethettim kesin trendlerde. O Allah'ın emri zaten. Çünkü müthiş bir video başlığı. Düşünsene, İstanbul'u fethettim. Caps lock.
Hey, Macar and Orban. You say Macar?
Arkada o gemileri çeken tipler var falan. Ki düşününce adam karadan Macaristan. Gemileri yürüterek tarihteki ilk crossfit antrenmanını da yaptırmış. İleri görüşlüğe bakar mısınız yani?
Also go to
some this is a joke about influencer.
Yes.
Who goes take photos in Istanbul?
Very close. Yes.
And then it turns out that he's like he kind of did something weird.
No, I heard the word Magyar, which means...
Magyar means Hungarian.
Yeah.
You also get that.
Okay. And Orban was there? Orban?
No, but this was a word that it seemed... It's not Orban, it was Orvan.
Because it says Magyar, Orban, I thought some political...
No, there's not political. It's more like Istanbul, CrossFit, stuff like that.
Okay. Close enough. What the joke is about is putting Ottoman sultans... In today's world,
because exactly there was Effendi. Effendi, yes. Is like an old term, no?
Sir, master.
Yeah.
So the joke was about some Ottoman.
So the Ottoman translated into YouTuber.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh wow! Very smart. Very clever here. Oh, you do. You have this. Yeah, you have sound effects, and you tell me now. I'll be all over that thing.
All right, that's a good guess. That got a partial point from us. Thank you, Filippo, for participating.
Thank you.
Now the next step, of course, you're going to do the comedy in English, right? And we want to show you an English joke.
Okay.
But this time, we'll ask you to put some afterthought, some tagline, some following joke to it. Like, kind of to improve it, not to change the core joke.
Okay.
But something to follow with it.
Feelings are for a poor
from
boy.
Him.
You guys know that? That's all we have. Basically, everything. We gotta have feelings. Poor people have so many feelings. You ever take the bus and see the amount of feelings on that thing? every bus ride in Brooklyn is the most aggressive therapy session with all clients and zero therapist. Sometimes even the bus driver expresses his feelings.
You know that I am emotionally blocked right now. Because I know the guy. I can't comment on this guy. Well, and also, like, he's... When he says, "We all, that's all we have, feelings are for poor people," he includes himself in the poor people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Good.
I rest my case, judge.
Yeah.
But there is an agreement in comedy, right? You can lie.
No, right. I am not concerned about that at all. I just wanted to get some distractions. So
in his defense,
things.
He was here. He was talking about how they got internet in 2002.
Where? In Haiti.
In Haiti. And in Iran, we had it like in the 90s. So I'm just saying.
I would identify as
poor people
absolutely.
Too. If like
no, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. Absolutely. It's just that you hear, you sort of understand like the whole American thing. And it's hard.
But anyways,
but I know that the states are like a third world country.
Like if the internet came to your country after Iran, you're fucked.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. That's a low bar for.
That's why Rome is here to decide what is the low bar.
Yeah, like I'm the border of third world. Like when you reach third world, I'm like the first.
He will decide if anything is third
world
or not.
With the best of them, third worlds.
Yeah. The best joke, third world.
The joke is nice. I actually had seen that joke before.
Yeah.
It's about bus and feelings.
Yeah.
Yes.
Poor shout out to Rosa feelings. Parks.
I think the punchline is everybody's no therapist, something like that.
It's like there's all feelings and zero therapists.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
I think the funny punchline to me is when he says even the bus driver expresses his feeling. What I found.
I think.
I mean, but this is a joke that the premise is funny. And so anything that sort of reinforces that premise after is like a punchline. It's not like a premise that you go like, where is this going? And then he has a punchline that makes you understand. Okay. This is like a good premise that then is expanded and is funny because it just makes you think about basically how you know affluence sort of gets rid of feelings.
Man, if he thinks buses are cozy therapy sessions, he never was in a dolmush. No, what's
that's
a dolmush?
Intense one-to-one.
What is a dolmush?
Intense fucking, that's more like AA 12-step program. Like,
yeah, you just hook up a machine and cry.
There's a little car, everybody gets in, and like this, you shove like 10 people in one little car.
Oh, it's like a Fiat 500.
Yeah, kind of. And then you have to pass the money to the next person to pass it to the front. And always somebody's saying something controversial, let's say, and then others.
Why the Syrians? Like,
then it becomes a big political argument in this.
I'm sorry, but on purpose. Sorry, are you going somewhere?
Sometimes you don't have a choice. Yeah, like
you go somewhere and then you have to have a political conversation in the public transport.
Yes,
this is amazing.
And I'm the foreigner there being argued for. Like, if you want to take to Kadikoy to Taksim, there is one dolmush, and all drunk people. And that's the best.
But that's great.
Yeah, and somebody's about to throw up always.
Do you have a bit about this?
Free adrenaline. Not free, but very cheap adrenaline.
Do you have a bit about this? Comedians talking to each other. Oh my God, did you write
a
bit?
You should write that down.
You should definitely like, oh my God, did you say Crooked Mountain Broccolis? I will write it down for my show. You know?
So, Filippo, what is your writing techniques?
Who is that small man you kidnapped and swallowed as a whole who just tried to talk with us?
Yes, I have absorbed many different techniques from many different people, and I have done nothing with them. I don't like, is this a real question? Like, we're having kind of
it was a joke.
Good.
It was a joke.
Good.
Yeah.
So Rome had a tagline about dolmushes, right?
Yes, I didn't have dolmush. A tagline.
I could maybe say metro is more like a, you know, a treatment center where you go, like a nice spa and bath if that is a therapy session without a therapist. Metro is like a motivational speaker on your headphones. You don't need a therapist. Everything is figured out in your life. But
yeah, the Marmar Metro.
Is boring.
The Marmar Metro smells like a spa. It's always moist. Yes. I can smell fungi. Have you noticed?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, the Marmaray.
Yeah,
I love it.
And it goes under the sea.
Yes.
And that's exactly where the earthquake can happen. Like the Istanbul earthquake, it's exactly happening there. So imagine.
But I mean, yes. But if you want to.
It's a quick death. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean.
Şirkeşi. Make sure you're at Şirkeşi station when the earthquake.
And then invasion of water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Choked.
So.
I mean, I don't want any of this to happen because I love your country.
Thank you.
I also think that there's many things here that are properly dangerous.
Yeah.
And that will not go down well.
All right.
Don't worry. Only the migrants will die. Yeni Kapı will be underwater and the city will be liberated from all the brown people.
The rich people stay on the...
Honestly, Yeni Kapı is the most, like the news was saying, the most affected area if an earthquake happens is Yeni Kapı. And the Turks went, yes!
Is it also most populated by...
Arabs.
Yeah? Yeah. Wow, I didn't know that.
I think that was... It was so much that they stopped like letting foreigners live there.
All right.
Anyways, cut that out. Cut that out.
Is it true that rich people live on hills here?
They also live on the coastline of Bosphorus as well.
Yeah, but that's going to be more dangerous if there's an earthquake.
Come on, man. You got to live a little. If you die early, what's up? You live next to Bosphorus. I might take a life of 5 years.
Okay. I mean, I didn't know Bosphorus was...
the peak of...
the shit.
Civilization. Bosphorus.
You never know, man. You don't know what it means. But yeah, our language exchange program, last bit I wanted to ask before moving on, you were saying...
I just have a question.
Yeah,
how often do you think about the Roman Empire?
I think at least a couple of times a day.
Yeah, good. This is a TikTok trend. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, but like there's other things that I actually really enjoy. I enjoy the Middle Ages a lot and I enjoy the Renaissance a lot. Like and also all of that period in which there actually was, it was like a time not of like conquest, but of like... jiggy jiggy, like, you know, like we had a lot of art going on, a lot of popes doing shit. I kind of enjoy that period more.
Okay, cool. Okay.
It's so fun for white people to talk about these other ages, right? Let me check another age. I wouldn't be a slave.
Yes. No, but I'm thinking like, oh, come on.
I would enjoy it to the fullest.
He's asking me if I like, I am sick of this dynamic in which like, you know,
yeah.
This is you've been watching far too many American movies because you look at history white people, like, oh, they always talk about times. They don't think about when they would have been like, no, of course not. I'm from Italy.
All right. Good. So we are kind of running out of time. We wanted to ask you a couple of things. What should we do? Should we ask fuck, marry, kill before anything?
I was asked this once at a date.
At a date?
With three girls.
Wow.
But two of them didn't know they were on a date with me. I was somewhere...
All three of them were on a date with you?
I was on a date with this one girl who also sent me photos of the other two girls. Okay.
Wow.
But the other two girls were not aware that she had sent photos of them to me. And we all met in the kitchen of this house. And at some point, these other two were clearly not interested in me. They didn't even know I was going to come to the house, you know, but they had been involved by the other third manipulative woman.
Wow.
Who then they just went like, okay, so. Ass, mouth, pussy. Like, tell me.
Wow.
And I was just there and I was like, I am far from home. I am alone in this house.
I am saying kidney. Just say my kidney.
I don't know what's going to happen.
It's like this statues that, you know, there is the guy with the eyes and then cover the ear and then cover the mouth. It's like that, but with like ass. Now, like if you
choose
one of
ass pussy mouth.
Which would you choose? Which would you choose?
And then, so this is the.
I have one final thing I'm gonna ask you before we evaluate your entrance to the comedy scene in Turkey. You remember you said you would become an architect, right?
Yes.
And let's imagine you are an architect, well acknowledged in the industry. You know everything in and out. And I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna tell you a random Wikipedia article.
Okay.
And you gotta give us like a 1 minute speech, like it is related to architecture, even if it's not.
Okay.
You get it?
I think I will have to get it.
Okay. What?
This can be any random Wikipedia page.
So this is it. This is somehow important to the architecture world. I just press a random article button.
Yes.
You need to talk about this now.
So we are talking about Wurtorenland, which is a small island in North Holland, the Netherlands. This island wouldn't have existed if it wasn't for the great work of architecture. Because as we all know, Holland doesn't exist for the three quarters of its land because it was under the sea. And so we have been excavating, you know, with little...
Ladles.
Ladles. We've been excavating and the water fell in more deeper and the island emerged. And there's a little lighthouse there, which we made on top of the little mountain that we have there. And it's a typical crooked mountain balcony lighthouse that was in operation since the 1700s.
Yeah.
Thanks to that, we now can light comedians in the Netherlands.
Wow, that was great.
Yeah.
You would have become a great architect. Yes. You missed out on a chance.
That's how you get Orhun off the stage. You need a fucking lighthouse.
Even if you don't know the comic,
it's a local
you can imagine.
Joke.
I can imagine. Just like, okay, bring in the lighthouse.
He's doing another 25. All right. So evaluation process. What do you say, Rom? Should we allow Filip?
I say he has enough good visas and passports. He can travel any Schengen now. Of course.
Yeah. All right.
Of course.
Oh my God.
Is done.
What a honor. I wasn't expecting this outcome. I am so enchanted with you and with your country.
You are a passport holder.
Thank you.
What are you going to do with your passport?
I think, first of all, I'm going to go to Starbucks and order a latte that is cheaper than anywhere else in the world. Then get a Spotify subscription that is only 20 liras.
Yes.
Great plug-in for Turkey's amenities here.
Thank you so much. Much America for making Turkey great again.
Well, thank you for tuning in, everyone. We had Filippo Spreafico. Please follow him on Instagram, and he's
please do. I got no fucking other option now.
Yes, a very funny guy, and got an approval from us. And Ron Fersifer, Murat Gençoğlu. Until next time.
Can I say one last?
Yeah.
Signed off or can I?
Yeah, you've been blocking that a lot, actually.
I've been just like, hey, I love it. I am from Italy. I gesticulate
I'm
a lot.
From Italy.
Yeah. Okay.
Are we rolling or is it over?
Yeah.
Can I say something? Okay.
Yes.
I just want to close with this. Again, we do weird shit jokes and shit here. We love everybody. Yeah. Like whatever. Your color, nationality, religion, sexual orientation, whatever. We love everybody. We hope we haven't offended anybody. It's all jokes. And I love you all. Hugs to everybody. That's
agreed.
All. It's hard to make it cheesy.
Yeah, I mean, it's very unbelievable, but like, good effort.
Yeah. For some people.
All right, I hate a couple of them, but...
No, it's okay. You wouldn't be a man otherwise.